Good afternoon and thank you for inviting me to talk to you. My name is Brooke Davis and I'm a sign language teacher at the local college. I'm going to be talking to you about effective ways to communicate with deaf people. One of the biggest problems that the deaf community has always faced is how to communicate both with hearing people and other deaf people. Now it's safe to say that the majority of problems deaf people face with communication is due to the fact that they are misunderstood. Despite what people think, it's not a good idea to increase the volume of your voice, as it won't make them understand you any better. Firstly, when speaking with a person who has a hearing impediment, you should look directly at them. A large percentage of deaf people are exceptional at lip reading, so if you speak in a clear and slow manner, with an open mouth and well-formed words, it's likely that you'll be perfectly understood. The most obvious form of communication for a deaf person is sign language. Those who have been deaf from a young age do not always speak with the fluency or vocabulary that many hearing people are used to. Depending on what education they have received, some schools focus on learning to sign rather than teaching them how to speak. The easiest way to communicate with a deaf person is a combination of good oral language as well as the ability to sign well for both the deaf and the hearing person. So today, I'm going to give you a basic lesson in sign language. It's important for you to know, first of all, that sign languages differ between countries. Some countries even have more than one dialect. I hope that this lesson makes you more confident in speaking with deaf people. But above all, I hope that this class will make you want to carry on learning to sign.